This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We got to talk about foot and mouth.
Yeah, what'd you do?
It's not me.
Oh, for what?
Okay. But it's, I mean... There's a few stories. Now, the one little D is trying to shove into this. Do you think this is foot and mouth?
I don't know yet.
So there's a woman who named Hermina Gildo Beltran Meza from Placerville in Northern California. She, well, that's his name. All right, I should pre-read this. Anyway, his name is Hermenegildo Beltran Meza. His wife was mad at him because he was spending so much money on scratch-off lottery tickets. Went ahead and bought one more. Won him $1 million.
Boom!
So
her argument was...
She's like, never mind, I gotta take my foot out of my mouth. So what we would like to do here is maybe have you tell us the time you shoved a foot in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, one of my favorite stories was this dude who was working in a diner. They're like short order chefs in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you end up like the judges and the Muppets. Like, you're just standing there judging people. You're just talking smack about the customers. And he looked out and saw a couple of unattractive older women coming into the restaurant, finding their appearance amusing. He said, oh, look, fat old ladies in baseball caps. His buddy didn't jump in on the bashing.
Yeah.
Because it turned out that the women were his mother and his sister.
Yeah.
Coming in to see him and enjoy some food.
Yeah.
At the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Now that.
That's a foot and mouth.
That is when you put.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a story the other day on the air where like a bartender said, like some dude came in and he was fully slurring his words and she was like,
I can't serve you, sir. I'm sorry.
You're obviously jacked up.
Yeah.
I can't give you anything.
You. Yeah.
And all of his friends were like,
he's
got a speech impediment.
Yeah. And the woman's like, oh.
My bad. What would you like to drink?
Exactly.
First round's on me. Woo! That's my... So I didn't get to tell that girl that day, but that I did that exact same... Not that exact same thing, but a girl came up and talked to me weird.
Yeah.
And I thought she'd just gotten her tongue pierced. I'm like, ooh, let me see your tongue ring. Because people had been coming up to me. It was when everybody and their dog wanted a pierced tongue.
I know it's their fault. It wasn't yours.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I was just out and people coming like, hey, Slacker, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh, God, what's wrong? And they're like, oh, I just got my tongue pierced. Sorry, it's all swollen.
Right.
And this person came up and talked to me. I'm like, she was like the 15th person to talk to me like that. And I'm just like, I'm just cutting straight to the chase. Hey, let me see the tongue ring. And her friends are like, no, stop.
Yeah, no, you're still the victim in that scenario.
I am the victim. Can I just say this?
Yes.
When you call me out on my narcissism, it hurts me.
Oh, I couldn't.
I need you to not do that.
I'll trouble.
For the sake of us.
Oh.
I need you to let me continue to believe somehow that was everyone else's fault leading up to that moment.
It was.
And not my fault for.
Totally not.
I hate you.
I could tell.
So the other big one, and let's just get this one off the table right now, is the pregnant thing.
Oh,
you know, everybody and their dog does that. And pro tip from Slacker and Steve, if you see somebody who's bigger, don't ever congratulate them on
yeah,
having a
why
baby.
Would you just shut up?
Even if they're bigger and
yes.
they're standing in Babies R Us.
Exactly.
And like
yes.
holding a sonogram picture, an ultrasound. And
still
and looking through a name book and going, I think this is perfect for my kid. Still don't say it.
Amen.
A dude on a train offered a pregnant lady his seat, said, here you go. Have my seat. I know what it's like. My wife is pregnant, too.
Ugh.
She's not pregnant.
Ugh. Just stop
There's
going
no,
to the pregnant. Don't even compliment anyone.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Ever.
What'd you do on an elevator years ago?
Me?
Yeah, we were on the ground level in the lobby. And
I feel like you're setting me up and this is something you did.
No, I thought it was you.
What is it?
Well, then someone got on the elevator. We were in the back. They were in the front. And the elevator stopped at floor number 2. And I thought it was you that go. So, like, come on. Really? You can't walk up one flight? And
that then, was not me.
Yeah. Then the woman that got off, she had a cane, or she had those two canes.
Why are you saying that was me? I would have known.
I swore that was.
The polio canes?
Yes, the polio canes. Because we couldn't see because we were in the back and
that,
she was in the front.
I would never do that.
I thought for sure.
Ever do that.
Because when she got off the
more other, you tell the story, the more I think it was you.
No. Maybe it wasn't you. I swore that was you because then she didn't
Oh my God, you're throwing me under the biggest bus right now. Okay, I hate everything about you.
Maybe it wasn't you then. But then she didn't even look back. She just kept going and you can tell that she, yeah. I thought it was, I'm sorry.
I'm going to figure something out about you. I'm going to find
I didn't do it.
Hold on, let me keep looking.
There was, it wasn't you.
Yeah, so remember when you were at that funeral and you were walking out and you're like, hey, thanks for having me over. Great party. Yeah, remember when you did that? And you did that to the...
Remember when you did that, Steve? No, I don't remember.
No, I remember that.
I don't remember. That's, dude, okay, I take it back. It wasn't you on the elevator. I thought it was and it wasn't. I wasn't me. I don't do funerals. Oh. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so this has been fun. Guess this is the end of the show.
Folks, I did not.
We're going to keep going? If you've got a foot and mouth story... If we decide to come back, if we haven't killed each other, okay, we'll hear the best foot and mouth stories. Elena?
Yay!
Foot and mouth.
All right. So hopefully everyone remembers this one. About a decade ago, Joe Sackett got his hand stuck in the snowblower. Big news.
Oh, yeah. The hockey player dude from the Avalanche. Yes.
Yeah. I think it was the coach at the time or something.
Yes.
Well, my husband was working at a hockey store, and a guy comes in, his hand's all bandaged up, and... So my husband just tries to make light of the situation. Says, what'd you do? Get your hands stuck in a faux snowblower? Guy ends up leaving. And the guy my husband works with goes, are you kidding me? Do you know who that was?
It was not.
It was. I'm not kidding.
There's no way it was Joe Sackett.
That sucks. That's awful. That's shoving your whole... That's not foot and mouth.
No.
That's he ate his whole torso after eating both of his own legs.
What are the odds?
Oh, my God. What? Dude, just shut your mouth.
So
On top of that, he's a hockey player, and he could have been more mortified.
So Sackett, did he storm out, or he just kind of just
He just kind of looked at him, and he turned around and laughed, yeah. He didn't storm out.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
That is painful. Thank you for the call, Elena. Jeanette.
Yes.
Yes. Foot in mouth. Yay.
Hello. Yes, I'm a CNA, and I was working at an assisted living center. One evening, I went into staff, and they were the group was sitting around the table having a meal. Well, there was a daughter visiting one of her elder parents, and she said, I'm so full, but I can eat like a horse. And I said, well, if you're anything like me, you must have a hollow leg. Well, at that moment, she stood up and stepped around the table, and she indeed had a prosthetic from the knee down.
Oh, my God. I mean,
the odds, though. I mean, there's no way to know, but we just...
She was sitting.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, no, you're... It was
and it's
honest.
Just you have to re-examine all your cliches that just come falling out of your head.
Yes.
Because they could offend the crap out of somebody, and then you're just like... What, and then what happens when you've shoved your foot in your mouth?
You do it
There's
again.
Two ways to approach it. At that point, you can either just shut the hell up and take your losses. But what most people do is try to keep talking.
Keep going.
And then the more you talk, the worse you... It's like, I didn't mean hollow. I mean, clearly your leg's not hollow. Just shut up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Easiest thing to do.
Oh, God.
I took the first route. I blushed the most deepest red, and I just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, it's a smarter play. It really is.
Yeah. Ugh.
When the damage is done, you just
slink away.
That's what I do. I just start to fade back into the bushes.
Right.
It's like, I was never here. I was never here. Thank you for the call, Jeanette. Kristen.
Yay.
Foot and mouth.
So I was at a college party, and we realized that one of our friends lived next door. So we went next door to say hi, and she looked really down, and I said, what's the matter? It looks like your dog just died. And she said, my dog just died. But the problem was we had taken some psychedelics and we couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I've been there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You cannot stop.
No. And she just asked us to leave.
Yeah.
And now that I've had dogs and lost dogs, this was over 20 years ago. To this day, I can't forgive myself.
That is.
Oh my God.
Because you're just laughing. It's not your fault, but it is your fault.
Because you know you should not be laughing, which makes
it
much
worse. Oh no! Yes. And the drug just makes you.
Yes.
Oh you're no, done. Kristen, that's awful. Thank you for your story. Jen?
Yep.
Foot in mouth.
Yay. So the company I work for throws a big party every year, and we were getting RSVPs, and I asked one of the guys who came up. He said, oh, just RSVP me for one. And I said, oh, you're not bringing your wife this year? And he said, oh, we're getting divorced.
Oh.
They hadn't announced it to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
There's no recovery. You're like,
yeah, but I didn't know.
What happened? She leave you?
Oh, God.
Do you know what that reminds me when you talk about things at work? How many times have I, and I don't learn from this one, like you see somebody all dressed up and they come walking in and it's like, what are you all dressed up for? Somebody die?
And then every time you do that, that's why they were dressed
Actually,
up.
Yes, I attended a funeral this morning for my aunt.
Thanks for being concerned, slacker.
I did that one.
As you slink away. And
I didn't do the elevator one that you've accused me of.
Yeah, you did not. It was not you.
More foot and mouth stuff we'll take on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.